probably the most effective way for me to bring love and light into the world.
A foot?
Yeah.
So stack your feet.
Bro, how long does it take you to take a picture? I can't hold this all day.
If you haven't seen that clip, you need to see it. What is that guy's name?
J.P. Spears.
Yeah.
Sears.
Sears, yeah. He is a hoot. So you can look that up. It's a yoga video of him posing and trying to get his picture, kind of spoofing all of us.
All of his stuff is fantastic.
It is. So.
Yeah, we have decided in all of your exercise routines that you're doing to follow the model we're setting out here this morning is yoga selfies just don't need to be a part of the routine.
No. No, I don't even do that.
Hey, Katie.
Yes.
Your text lit up here.
We have
we have about 50 people here, so we're gonna pick our winner. And if you have won, you will receive a text back from me about 8 o'clock. So
perfect.
Anybody who's just be watching your text and
Can I give the winner a hint?
Uh-oh. What's that?
If you're gifting this to a 101-year-old father, you are the winner of the contest.
You won.
And we will be back in touch with you. And what did they win?
They won. So it'll be a balance assessment. So I'll do a balance assessment on them. And on a 101-year-old, we'll see. I don't know if he's bipedal or not. And then we will design a program around correcting or improving any balance deficits they have, whether it's lateral, frontal.
You'll have him on Dance with the Stars before the next season.
You know, I have a 93-year-old gentleman right now. We do a little dancing.
All right.
You know, it's what he likes, so that's what we do.
Katie Stumbo. Check her out at GoConquerFitness.com. You had 3 great takeaways that we talked about earlier, but you wanted to come back and talk about one more thing real quick.
One last thing. I wanted to talk about the difference between weight-bearing and non-weight-bearing exercises, because non-weight-bearing exercises are fantastic too, but realize that they are not weight-bearing, okay? So anything where your feet are touching the ground is weight-bearing. Walking, jogging, lifting weights, anything like that is weight-bearing. Cycling and swimming are not weight-bearing. Okay.
Good exercise, but not
they're good. They are great to mix in for some variety, but those exercises are not going to be helping with your bone density. They'll help with your cardiovascular. They'll help you with your muscles. That's fantastic. But just realize they can't be your whole program. Cycling and swimming cannot be your whole program, or you're doing absolutely nothing for your bones.
Katie Stumbo at GoConquerFitness.com. Thanks, darling.
Hey, I wanted to mention one thing.
The other darling.
We got lots of darlings in this
family. Darling number one. Jennifer, what you got, darling?
Did you have something wrong with me? No. Well, I wanted to talk about this wonderful foundation, Foundation for Senior Living.
I know them well.
FSL is their acronym, and they are giving an open house on November 4th for caregivers. They'll have vendors. They'll have activities. They have free massages for caregivers. It's kind of a day to honor the caregiver and give them lots of ideas. They have a great home where you can go in and look at what living in place looks like
from a
new build,
with
the new build or retrofit. So anyway, just look up FSL.com and it's on November 4th, open house 8:30 to 3:00.
Awesome.
They even have caregiving for your loved one if you need that.
Okay.
So no excuse not to get out and get some good information. Want to do staycation real quick?
Very good. Let's do staycation. You were talking about all the great trails that we've got throughout Arizona that people could vacate around and take nice, easy. Many of those trails you talked about were paved. They're great opportunity. The trail around Watson Lake at Prescott is just really, especially now, in the next few months, the ducks are going to be coming down, the geese will be coming down. You've always got that wildlife out there on the lake. It's just a great opportunity to go out and see. I understand from our friends up in the White Mountains that Alpine, Nutrioso, Hannigan Meadow is completely aspen tree perfect right now. So now's a perfect time to get up there.
And there's some riparian areas up there that also have asphalt trails.
Yes.
But our latest winner, Lynn and Bob, just went to Prescott and caught the colors. They stayed at the Spring Hill Marriott Suites right there off the square and talked about how wonderful it was because they could just walk in.
It's my favorite hangout in all of Prescott.
And that's a great little walk, just walking around the square
is.
There. They went to the St. Michael Bistro, which I had dinner there by myself the other day
right
for the broadcast.
There on Whiskey
it was
Row.
Great. And visited Charlotte Hall Museum.
Yes.
So just great place to visit and a wonderful place to stay.
Okay. So that's an Arizona staycation, and there is only one place in the universe that you can register to win it, and that's at rosieonthehouse.com. We draw a winner once a month, And then we empty all the entries, and you're allowed to re-enter the next month. So you can re-enter once a month. And if you're not drawn, re-enter again, all right? If you're chosen, we contact you, and we set it up where you're going to be going. And we're going to find out what part of the state you'd like to see. And we'll have staycations broken down in 2018 where we're prearranging them for each month. So if you want to go see Yuma, that might be the month we have detailed in November, you know. Or if you want to go see Prescott, that might be the month we have. So you'll be able to win and pick.
Absolutely.
And you know what I'm going to do, Romy?
And having it the destination pre-picked allows us to make the package so much more robust. What we ran into, and we tried to keep it open for the people, is, you know, you pick where you go. Well, by the time they decided where they go, so many times there were blackout dates, or rooms were booked, or the car wasn't available.
Staycation by Sanderson Ford.